Simen Reisa Machgimel, Mi V'Mi HaMadlikim Neiroi Shabbos. We're starting to learn today, B'Siyata Dishmaya, the Halochas of Adlokas Neiroi Shabbos. These Halochas have a lot of protim and details, and it's very negiah to everyone. And we'll see B'Ezras Hashem and the Simonim that we're going to learn, all different Seifim, all different protim, that are Mishtane from one to the other, and B'Ezras Hashem Keseidah will pick up all of these Halochas. We'll try to start in the order of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishneh Brura. Seif Aleph. Yezoir laso isner yofe. He has to be mishtadel to have a nice candle. It's not because it will blow off. This will learn in Simen Reis Samach Daled what you're allowed to use and what you're not allowed to use. Hida alochez mitzad hidur mitzvah. We'll see the Lashon of Mishneh Brura and Seif Katan Aleph. Yezoir hine ikar adlokas aneru choivo. Shum mitzvahs oinek Shabbos. Umachmas hidur mitzvah, because the Indian of hidur mitzvah, yiroi la'asoy se yofe, v'ayin lekamon rei samach dalet vav. So the Mishneh Brura mentions that the reason you have to have the light near a Shabbos is mitzad oinek Shabbos. It's famous, what the Besalevi was medayik already in Rambam, and the Rambam we found a stira, that in Perek Lamed mihilchi Shabbos, Halocha Hei, the Rambam brings down, Yesader Odom Shulchonei Be'erev Shabbos, V'tzorich letaken beisim ibeoid yoim, to fix his house, mipnei kovod HaShabbos. Iye ner doilek, Shulchon Aruch, mito motzas, kol eile le kovod Shabbos. Mashmo that lokas ner Shabbos is because kovod Shabbos. In Perek Hei Milchi Shabbos Halocha Hei, had lokas ner Shabbos eino reshus, elo choivo. וחי, זוג דרמב״ם, ואחד האנושים, ואחד האנושים חיובים לי את בביתיהם, נרדולק בשבס, אפילו אין לו מייך על שור על הפסוחים ולקח שמן ומדליק הסנר, שזה בכלל אוינק שבס. That is a mitzvah of אוינק שבס. So we found a stir in Rambam, in one place the Rambam calls it Kovet Shabbos, in one place the Rambam makes down Oynek Shabbos, and the Besalevi speaks out that in Perek Lamed is before Shabbos, Shulchan Aruch, Mito Mutzas, Nerdoilek leKovet Shabbos, but in Halacha Perek Hey and the Iker in Neir Shabbos, the Rambam Baskins meOinek Shabbos she Nerdoilek baShabbos. That in Shabbos you will have the candle lighting. So Levi is masked with the whole sugya in Shabbos Nafchofei Amud Beis. That is the din Kovet and is the din Oinek. The din Kovet is leKovet Shabbos, like Loshon Abroch in the Yerushalmi was leHadlik Ner leKovet Shabbos. And another halacha b'shas ha'seuda for oinek Shabbos to have candles b'shas mokim ha'seuda, like we'll see later. Le'umas then the Gemara in Shabbos Chof Gimel brings down the person has money odof and erchanike odof and erShabbos ner Shabbos odif mishum shlem beise, and Rashi brings down in Shabbos Chof Gimel amud beis what is shlem beise. Rashi says shlem beise ve'ochi amrinen. שבניודו מצטערים לישב בחוישך, לגמור אין שבס חופי עמוד בית, ותיזנח משולם נפשי, סעד לא כסנר, שלא יהיו לו ממעלה הדליק, ובמוקים שאין נר, אין שלם בית, שההוילך הוילך ונכשל, הוילך באפי לו. And the same thing, לגמור דף למדלת, ויודעתו כי שולם הולכו, זה עד לא כסנר שבס. And here is the wonder, that we have three different reasons, אוינג שבס, כובד שבס, and שלם בית. Some Achronim wanted to learn that it's two different mitzvahs, really. One mitzvah from Kovet Ve'oineg, B'shas De'achile, or the Kovet Shabbos before Shabbos. But this is only in the Mokim Achile Yoytze Kovet and Oineg. Now, Locha to have in all the other rooms, this is mitzvah Shalom Bayis. This is really a different reason. Different Achronim wanted to learn that Val is a Shalom Bayis when you don't have light, the Mele is Oineg Shabbos to have a Shalom Bayis. Mishneh Brura by us mentions Oinek Shabbos. We have to know there's a lot of stiras. The Mordechai says, he clears in Yom Kippur is no din of Kovet. So he wants to say that you don't have to light, even though it's a Shalom Bayis. They were only metakin Shalom Bayis after they were metakin Kovet Shabbos. Some Achronim say, Fakir, you could light in Yom Kippur if there's no din Kovet, it's a din Shalom Bayis. So this halacha is not so clear. What is exactly the Mechayev if all the reasons are true, or some of the reasons? Kedai to see in the Orcha Shulchan Azar Chovei and the Besalevi, I saw in Sefer Shemira Shabbos Kir Chosa Perek Mem Gimel Isvov and the Orevov, a lot of beautiful Arichas, beautiful Arichas, and all the Shidus, if it's covered, the Oinek, We'll see later in Shulchan Aruch by us, in Seif Beis, he will say Kovet Shabbos. In Oynik Shabbos, in Seif Gimel, he will say Shalom Bayis. We'll carry on the Mishneh Berurah, Seif Katan Beis. Yofe ve'ise b'shas. The Zoyche Avur Zoh Lebonim Talmidei Chachomim. Nirsiv ki Ner Mitzvah v'Toyro Oyr. Al Yidei Ner Mitzvah de Shabbos bo'Oyr v'Toyro. Gmor says, Arogil b'Ner, have Lebonim Talmidei Chachomim. Why it says Arogil and not Azoyr? Because the husband really is Margil the wife, and he prepares the candles, we'll see later, but he doesn't light. ולכן רואי שתספל אלו אישו אחר שתגמור ההדלוקה והברוכה שאיתן להקודש ברוך הוא בונים סחורים מאירים בתירו הנוסח ומאירים מסוילום כולוי והדלוקה סנר צריך להיות בכל החדורים שאוהי לחשום בשבס על כל פונים נרחות אף שאינו אוהי חשום כדי שלא יקושל בעיץ ובאבן מהברוכה תבורך על הנר שבמוקים האכילה משבור הבן שזה יודע הלוכה that we'll be dealing with later that the mitzvahs Ner Shabbos is not only b'mokim ha'achile, it's in every room. If it's for cover, the oneg, it's only shalom bayis, it's mashmah, it's not the same chomor, and the ikar is b'mokim ha'achile. We'll see later if it has to be on the table or in the same room of the ha'achile. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach brings down, everyone is masking that in the other rooms, if it's light, from electric, or even from a different room, then it's not pitch dark, you're not mechuyev to light in the other rooms. In the main room of the ha'achile, the minig, maybe the halacha we'll see is, even if it's light, you have to light the covered Shabbos. But in the other rooms, it's for sure only if there's no light there, then you have to light there. But if you already have light in these rooms, and you listen to Mokim Ha'achila, you're not mechuyev to light again in all the other rooms. The Protim, when yes and when not, Be'ezus Hashem, we'll see in the Hemshech. The Shulchan Aruch is Mamshich. ויש מכוונים לעשות שתי פסילויס, אחד כנגד זוכר ואחד כנגד שומר. לעשות, משבור עושה סעיף קודם ג' ועם האויסו מצומצומים, נראה שטוב יעשו שיקנה אחד יופה ולא שניים גרועים. שתי פסילויס היינו כשהוא דלק שמן בנר. ואני מקצת את אויו, סדן, שתי פסילויס, אחד כנגד שומר ואחד כנגד זוכר. אם עד לקוסי בנרויס, אויסו שתי נרויס. ומותר למשבור עושה זו חידוש להדליק מנר לנר. בני מדליק שניים או יויסר, ואין בזה משום ביזה מצווה, זה כולם של מצווה. דיבר הלוך הספיקס out, why כולם של מצווה? I would say, only the first one is של מצווה, the second one, the other one is only ריבוי אוירו. דיבר הלוך הספיקס out, different reasons, but למעשה דיבר הלוך says, you're allowed to light one from each other. אבל also ליד לכיסם הנר של חויל, מנר של שבס, משום ביזה מצווה. You're not allowed to light הנר של חויל, and not only that, He's lighting, she's lighting the candles, the match went off, she's not allowed to put it again in the candle, and from that fire that will be lit now on the match, to light the other candle. Shlomo Auerbach speaks out a very interesting point. The person has a candle, and he wants to melt the bottom of the candle, that he could stuck it in a candle lighting, in a candlestick, so he has to melt it. Here he's dealing with the candle himself. We said, ner mi ner, you're allowed to light. You're not allowed to light with something in between. So here maybe you would think that you're allowed to. Shlomo Zalman says you're only allowed to light one from each other. But not to melt a different candle that will get stuck to the candlestick. It's also a busy mitzvah. Echot keneged zocho ve'echot keneged shomo. V'yesh mishabu ases yivkot neishim. Echad nim lasis ner shol shai v'mishtei neiro yitzkluim biyachad. זכר למה שאומרו חזל, זוכר ושומר, בדיבור איכון נאמרו. ומין הגורגונו. אבל היסו מהאנושים שמדביקים היסו בשעס ההדלוקה, they just take two candles and they melt them near each other, סמוכים זה לזה שלא יקדין היסים. It's not the right thing what they do. Why? כי לבסויף, in the end, מסחם מזו מזו, ונאיתף השייבה על די זה. גם נכפולס ונאיפלס. עושו להדליק נרי של שבס משייבה המומה בספילוסום, של אינם יהודים. Even in the case that you're allowed to, for a year to use it, but it's not covered for the mitzvah. When she bit in Yehudi, afil ochi osu le mitzvah mishum de mois. Vayim ba megodim she gosav, dim en loy ner acher, if he doesn't have a different candle, it's shori. Umikol mokam, mishaburas finishes, it's mesayim, lo yevorich hazeh, vayim leil. Now the mishaburas says that you're allowed to light one candle from each other, and also the nazar aloche, you're not allowed to use a candle from the base of the kichovim. So the Mishnah Aloche wanted to declare if the Aloche of the candles in the other rooms is the same level as the natives of Mokim Achila and you're allowed to light these candles and these candles, one Shaila, he wants to say maybe you're not be allowed to. And another chiddush you want to say, maybe it's no din yitakim yofa in the other rooms. Like we said, even if it's light from somewhere is enough. And maybe you could use even neirish should base tefillosom because it's not really mamash mitzvah. The Rambam finishes v'yecholim lo'isi v'la'alik shloisha arba neirish v'chein noagu. The meaning is you could add more, and the Rambam finishes later. We'll see in the Hemshech. Ki yecholim lo'isif ala mechuba neged davarach. You're allowed to add. You're allowed to add. V'yesh noagim zog mishnevur la'alik shiva neirish k'neged shiva simei shavua. And the Mishnah Halacha brings down, there's the meaning that a lot of people have, that you add candles, if you look at Mishnah Halacha, I think Chelek Zayin, a lot of reasons why, from where came the minig to light candles, and it doesn't spoil. Why? Like the Mishnah Shchanoch said, it doesn't take away. I saw the bring down, that even so, some people are machmir, that at least two candles will stand on separate candlesticks. You can have a big thing for all the candles, but they have two separate ones that will be nicker for Zohar v'Shomer. Then Tzorich Li is Kulan on the Shulchan. Shabur says you don't have to put all of them on the table. So from here, some Achanim wanted me die that two have to be like a Tchila on the table. What he will say that he means, they don't have to be in the room if they're Achila. So be Achila, that if a person lights 10, he doesn't have to light them in the same room. He can light all together in the whole house. It's a Chiddush. But again, like I said, most poskim hold that it doesn't have to be daska on the table mamish. Now, the meaning is that the noshim that add 7 for Yimei HaShavua, 10 for Asar Sadibrois, or for all the kids, they're not allowed to do less. It's like a minig toif. But the minig was that they were mekabel on themselves when they're home to light all of them. But when they go away for Shabbos, the meaning is that the Isha is makbid just to light 2 and not to light all the candles when she's not home. And this is minig Yisrael Koshehu. Shem Zaman Eurbach brings down that in Yontef, you don't have to light in every room. While you could carry the candle from room to room, is enough to light in one room, and then when you need it, you could carry it to the other room.